I have never had to borrow a dime from nobody, and we have given away thousands of these things every week for years. And I know the last 4 or 5 years we're giving away 8 and 10,000 a week. Isn't that about what you pick up every week, Rosemary? Yeah, about 8 to 10, 12,000, sometimes 12,000 a week. And we get rid of them. They go out. And we never ask nobody for money. Even when we send out the tape of the month, we don't even put a letter in there saying, if you enjoy the teaching, would you please donate to our ministry? We don't even do that. We don't even ask you for money. We just let God move on your heart. God, this is your ministry. It ain't mine. If you want me to stay here, I know you're going to pay my bills. And he does. And he keeps it all going. Then he says, I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income. Well, verse 13 and 14, let's see what that says. But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. That sounds like us. Instead, he beat his chest in sorrow, saying, Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. Do you think God knows you're a sinner? Do you think he knows you missed the mark somewhere this week? If you didn't, let me tell you, you did. But how do you think I know that? Because I know a couple of places I missed it. So if I miss it, do you think we can all miss it? Sure, we can all miss it. He says, and he prays as he beat his chest in sorrow, say, Oh God, be merciful to me, for I am a sinner. I tell you, this sinner, not the Pharisee, returned home justified before God. For the proud will be humbled, but the humble will be honored. Now then, our goal should not be to sin this week so we can say, God, I'm a sinner. Our goal should be this week, Lord, I have struggled to do everything I know how to walk totally, perfectly, holy in your presence. Is that what we should shoot for? Yes, that should be the goal. Now then, in verse 15 through 17, let's see what it takes to enter the kingdom. One day, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch them and bless them, but the disciples told them not to bother him. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, Let the children come to me. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I think about that little 13-year-old. I think about the number of children that I've had the privilege to pray for and break curses over. I just stand in awe at the number of children I've seen our Lord heal or deliver from asthmas, allergies, you name it, eyesight, eczema, you name it. I've seen him heal people from children from every walk of life. It seems like these little children have a special place in his heart. But are we little children too? Yes, we are. As far as God's concerned, there's no difference just because you happen to be 80 or 90 years old. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, Let the children come. Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Verse 17. I assure you, anyone who doesn't have their kind of faith will never get into the kingdom of God. Do you have to have faith to get into the kingdom of God? Yes, you do. Without faith, you can't get in there. Now then, let's see what he says here in verse 18 through 30 about eternal life. It said, once a religious leader asked Jesus this question, Good teacher, what should I do to get eternal life? That's a very good question. Go ahead, to verse 19. Why do you call me good? Jesus asked him. Only God is truly good. But as for your question, you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not testify falsely. Honor your father and your mother. Now, he said, this is what's required for eternal life. You have to do these things. Verse 21 and 22. Let's see what he said. The man replied, I have obeyed all these commandments since I was a child. There is still one thing you lack. In other words, he's done all these things. He wants eternal life. He's done all these things. But Jesus said, there's still one thing you lack. In other words, you can't come in yet. Although he met all those requirements, he said, you still can't, you don't have it yet. There is still one thing you lack, Jesus said. He said, sell all you have and give the money to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. Wow. That's kind of a tough one, isn't it? Let's see what verse 23 and 24 says. But when the man heard this, he became sad because he was very rich. Now then, if you looked in your pocket and you had a quarter in there and that's all you had, it wouldn't be too hard to give that away, would it? Y'all see where I'm coming from? But Jesus knew this about this guy, didn't he? He knows where we are. But this guy could have reached his hand in his pocket and pulled out, no telling how much money. He was very rich. And Jesus said, you got to give that away. And then come and follow me. Wow. Jesus watched him go and then said to his disciples, how hard it is for rich people to get into the kingdom of God. Do you know? Some of the richest people in the world give the least amount of money into the kingdom of God. Y'all know that? You know, I was a deacon in a Baptist church for years, and I worked on every committee in the church. One of them was accounting committee. And I've seen men come to church wearing a $5,000 suit, driving a $75,000 car, living in a $1 million house. And when the offering was taken, they put $100 in the offering plate. $100. $100 to me would have been a pretty good offering back in those days. But for that guy, $100. That wasn't even a tip. And they thought they was doing something good to God. Somebody said, wow, look at brother so-and-so. He gave $100 this week. I thought, hey, I give $100 this week, and I'm guarantee I don't live in a house like he lived. I don't drive a car like he did. And I sure don't wear suits like he does. You know, and those are the kind of guys walking around saying, you know, I like my threads here. I got these tailor-made down so-and-so. And I just opened mine up and I said, well, I got mine JCPenney, $79. Hey, I ain't trying to impress you. You know, I don't wear fancy duds trying to impress you. You know, in fact, I don't have any fancy duds myself. I just got normal clothes. You know, I don't even try to impress nobody. But it says, Jesus watched him go and then said to his disciples, how hard it is for a rich man to get into the kingdom. A rich man. Right. But you know, there are some people out there that's rich. Wow. They use their money for the kingdom of God. I know. You know, there has been some people. I think about this one woman. She was a very wealthy woman. She was a CEO of a corporation. And way back under 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I guess, when I was teaching at healing school in a Baptist church over in Hearst, she had bad knees. And she heard about me. Very beautiful, attractive woman. I mean, very beautiful, attractive woman. Businesswoman, I mean, CEO of a corporation. You know, she's one of those high-strung women. But she come to me, and she heard about the healing power of Jesus, and she went to Prestonwood Baptist Church. You know, now that'd fitting for a woman of her character. Go to a church like that. It's a big, beautiful thing. I've been out there. It's awesome. And so anyway, but she couldn't get healed out there. So she came to me. Since she's a Baptist and I was teaching at a Baptist church, she came. And she come in and told me she had bad knees. She heard that Jesus healed through me. I said, yes, ma'am, he does. And so she listened to the teaching that day, repented of her sins, and I prayed for her, and Jesus healed both of her knees. Well, she came back a few weeks later, and she came back two or three Saturdays in a row and listened to what I was teaching. And she said, Preston, praise God. And she said, why don't we teach this at Prestonwood? I said, well, I don't know, but I said, you know, I appreciate it. She said, it's right in the book. She said, I even talked to the pastor out there about you, and he wasn't too impressed. I said, well, all I know is what Jesus called me to do. And so she said, I am completely healed. And she said, you know, I don't have no pain in my knees. Both of them are perfect. I can bend down. I can run. I can do everything. So she said, you know, do you have a 501c3? I said, no, ma'am. I don't have it. She said, so you couldn't give me a tax-deductible donation? I said, no, ma'am, I couldn't. I said, you know, I just asked for a little donation for the tapes if people want to give it. But I said, you know, I've never had anybody I don't think at that time I'd ever had anybody give over $50 or $100. Never. You know, so she come in the next Saturday and she said, well, I would have given the money to you if you had been able to give me a taxable donation receipt. But since you couldn't, I gave the money that the surgery was going to schedule me to Prestonwood. I said, how much was it? She said, $7,500. So she comes to my ministry, gets healed, and gives it to Prestonwood. You talk about that wanting to keep you humble, you want to say, well, what kind of deal is this, huh? What, honey? Yeah, yeah, something. But anyway, praise God. She got healed, and I got to see our King heal her. And so did I ever miss a meal? No, not a meal. You know, so I just said, okay, God, I'm glad she gave the money to Prestonwood because they probably needed it. I didn't need it anyway. So at that time, my expenses were very, very low. All I had to do was buy a few tapes once in a while. And, of course, somewhere right along in there, I started giving away more tapes, and I finally had to buy my first triple recorder, and I give almost $1,400 to $1,500 for that first one. I thought, my land, $1,500, $1,400 for a tape recorder. Oh, how awful it was. But after I made so many tapes of those things, and I think, I don't even know how many I got now, but every time I'd add on one, they'd make four more, and those things cost about $1,500 every time I'd add one on. And boy, there for a while, I had a whole line. I don't know how many we got, 8 or 9 or 10, or do we even know? Because we don't use them hardly much anymore. We got more than five. I know we got more than five. Oh, two of them are broken? Yeah, we had seven, and then I got one that's back yonder in that back room that they make the tape on back there, Masters, I think. So, I don't know. We got 8 or 9 or 10 of those things. Well, and so $12,000 or $15,000 worth of those things. But guess who bought them? God did. Yeah, I didn't have to pay for none of them. You know, he sent me the money to pay for every one of them. And in fact, the other day, Dave come to me, and he said, Pastor, he said, we need a couple of more printers. I said, okay. I said, what's it going to cost? He said, well, I've really done my shopping, and I found some for $2,700 a piece. And he said, we would need one more robot with a printer, too. I said, well, what's that going to cost? He said, another $5,000. I said, okay, so $5,000 for this and $5,400 for this. So he said, you want me to buy it? I said, we really need it. He said, yeah. I said, hand him my credit card. I said, go buy it. He went and bought it, come back. He said, here, I spent $11,000. You know? You think God's going to pay that bill before the end of the month? He always does. Every time I need something, I just buy it knowing he's going to pay for it. I never worry about anything. Who does the ministry belong to?
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Be Persistent and Never Give Up, in its entirety or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.